Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is food. F-O-O-D.
Food? Really?
You bet your life. It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood.
Here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples. If any of them say the secret word, this moth-eaten duck will fly down and pay him $100. The word tonight is food. George, proceed.
Well, Groucho, we have a couple of young single people for you tonight, and they've never
what
met each
other. Sex?
One of each.
Oh.
That's
a good arrangement.
And these people have never met each other.
You don't often see that anymore.
These two young people have never met each other before tonight. And their names are Miss Barbara Schmidt and Mr. Mario DeRay. So would you come in, please, folks, and meet Groucho Marx.
Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Barbara Schmidt and Mario DeRay, me, A. How old are you, Barbara?
I'm 18.
18, huh? A lovely age for a girl. In fact, it's a lovely age for a woman of 40. You're not married, are you, Barbara?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Are you engaged?
No.
Completely free agent?
I'm completely unattached.
Is that so? You mean your zipper's broken? Well, something's holding you together, and I wish it was me. Where are you from originally? Heaven?
Originally, I'm from Albany, New York.
Albany, huh?
Yes. And now I live in Pasadena.
Oh. Well, tell me, do you go to school, or do you have a job, or are you self-sustaining or self-supporting, or what?
No, I go to school. I go to UCLA, and I'm majoring in English.
Oh. That's pretty good. Do you speak it at all?
Yes.
Well, why did you come to California to learn English? Don't they speak English in Albany?
Yes, well, I prefer the climate here in California.
Oh. Mario, is that your name?
Mario, yeah.
Mario, you're not Mario Lanza, are you?
No, I'm Mario DeRay.
Are you related to Mario Lanza?
No, but Al DeRay is my brother.
He's related to Mario Lanza?
No, he's my brother.
Your brother's Al DeRay?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, you're very lucky. Now then, who is Al DeRay?
He's a movie star.
He's a movie star? Oh, movie
yes.
star. The only movie star I know is Francis X. Bushman. Are you related to Francis X. Bushman?
No, I don't know him.
You're a pretty big brute, Mario, aren't you?
I'm big, yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't play football. Why is it?
I do play football. I play for the University of Southern California. I played there for 3 years now.
You play with USC? That's just what I said. I'm surprised you don't play football. You hate USC, Bob?
I don't hate it.
No.
But I'm for UCLA.
So am I. No, only in the last 5 minutes.
Oh.
Up to now, I was a fan of Rutgers. You're a real American beauty, Barbara.
Thank you.
Nice long stems, too. Well, enough. Let's get down to brass tacks. We've had enough of this historical stuff. Mario, will you marry this girl?
No, I can't.
You can?
I'm going steady right now.
Well, call her up and tell her you're going to marry Barbara. She'll understand. Women are very understanding that way. Well, say, your girl must be quite a dish, Mario, if you'll turn down the Rose Queen for her. How did you meet your inamorata?
Well, I met her about 2 years ago at a dance, and I liked her, so a couple of weeks later I asked her out, and that's it. We've been going out ever since.
If you were so crazy about her, why did you wait 2 weeks? Were you saving up a dime for the phone?
I was busy doing other things.
Other things? My boy, take it from an old hand in these matters. There are no other things. Where's this dazzler? Is she out front here tonight?
No, she's in Pinole, California. That's about 400 miles north of L.A.
And she's 400 miles from here?
Yeah. She's a secretary for the district attorney up there.
Oh, that's bad. You mean your girl is 400 miles away and you turned down a date with probably the most beautiful girl in America who is standing right next to you?
I have to, I guess. No choice.
You know, that's like living in Las Vegas and going all the way to Cedar Rapids just to play bingo in a church bazaar. Well, you're an attractive couple, and Mario, if you're smart, you'll marry this girl as soon as she can support you. I forgot to ask you one question. Do you have a fella? No. Or did I ask you? No, why not?
Well, I have many fellows.
Oh. Yes. Oh, I see. All right, let's play You Bet Your Life. I had a fellow wanted to meet you. It was me. You both know the rules of this swindle? This game? You selected the musical category. These are all top tunes of the last 20 years. And Fenneman, just keep looking right here. Huh? You've got a family and you've got your own obligations. Okay, now what do you want to start with? 10, 20, all the way to 100.
100 or?
Not that much.
How much time?
50?
70? Let's make it 70.
70?
70.
Okay, this song is from the score of the musical Knickerbocker Holiday. Now, you give me the title.
September song? Did you tell me? September song.
September song is absolutely all right.
And we're off to a good start. You have $170.
Now, what are you going to take a fling at?
Should we go 75 or 80 or... 80? We'll go 80.
$80.
Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein wrote this song about 10 years ago. What's the name of it? Play it.
Let it snow, let it snow.
That's right. Let it snow is right.
You now have $250.
You got 250. What are you going to go for now?
90. We'll go for 90.
90. This song was a big hit a few years ago. Let's see if you can identify it.
Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here is right.
You now have $340.
Last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for?
Uh-huh. We'll go $100.
$100. This song was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. What is the title of it? Play it, Jack.
Hello, Young Lovers?
That's right. Now give him a big kiss.
And you lined up with $440.
There goes that girl and the district attorney and everything else.
Well, Groucho, we have a man with an unusual occupation for you. He's Mr. Vern Lucius Cameron, and his partner is a housewife, Mrs. Marianna Ehrlich. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Mrs. Marianna Ehrlich and Mr. Vern Lucius Cameron. A couple of pretty fancy monikers there. Marianna, where are you from?
I'm originally from Czechoslovakia, and I came over friends in Portugal to the United States.
You came with a friend from Portugal to the United States?
I came with my best friend, my husband.
Your best friend is your husband?
Uh-huh.
Well, that may be true in Czechoslovakia, but... Could you give us some idea of your age, Marianna?
I'd rather skip that question.
You'd rather skip it? Well, skip around here and then get us your age.
I heard once Luella Parsons said that a girl who tells her age is liable to tell anything.
Well, I expect to weigh many other things out of you before we throw it. What was your first impression of the United States when you arrived? Did you have any difficulties with our customs?
I had difficulties with the language. I did not know a word of English, so I had to learn word by word. And then I found out the Americans don't always mean what they say, you know, like they say, well, I see you later, and I would wait faithfully. They would never show up anymore.
You just didn't understand the language, Marianne. You see, when somebody says, see you later, what they really mean is, I hope I never see that bum again. And if anybody ever says, don't call me, I'll call you, you might just as well have your phone disconnected. You're Jules Verne Lucius Cameron.
I was named after Jules Verne.
Is that right?
Yes,
and you're...
He was named first, and I was named after.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Where are you from, Vine?
I was born in Sioux City, Iowa.
And oh, that's where all the lawyers come from, isn't it?
Is it? I didn't know that.
Well, the Sioux City, I imagine that's where...
Oh, I see. Well, I spent 3 years in Iowa, 3 years in Kansas, and then spent most of my boyhood in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
What sort of work do you do?
Groucho, I'm a hydrologist.
You mean you eat only vegetables?
No, sir.
What's a... Well, what is a
hydrologist? Is a man who locates... Or a woman who locates underground liquids, oil, or water.
You mean like a bootlegger?
Yes, if they're underground.
Well, how do you go about finding water?
Well, I have instruments that I developed over a period of 32 years of locating wells.
Well, what makes this thing work?
It takes on a charge from the electrical aura around the body, and this positive charge causes it to become attracted to the negative charge coming up by reflection from underground water.
Well, you lost me quite some time ago. Well, have you ever found any wells for people?
Yes, sir. I've located thousands of them. I don't know how many thousands.
Well, how much do you charge for finding water? A cent a gallon?
Well, the price ranges from $25 to $100, $100 per well, or $100 a day flat rate.
$100 a day?
Yes, sir.
Well, you must be finding water because you're certainly soaking somebody. Well, this has been interesting talking to you two, and I'd like to go on, but the time has come to play You Bet Your Life.
In the race for the $2,000, the first couple won $440, and the secret word is food.
I'm sure you're familiar with this game. I don't have to explain
it
to you.
Yes, sir. What's it mean?
This is a spelling quiz. This is an old-fashioned spelling bee. You get only one chance at the correct spelling and only one answer between you. I want you to spell the word and then pronounce it. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Spell it and then pronounce it. All right. What do you start with? 10, 20, 50, all the way to 100.
70.
70 suits me.
70 suits me, too. All right, spell the word lieutenant, meaning an officer in military service.
L-I-E-U-T-E-N-A-N-T.
Right.
This kid's from Czechoslovakia, yeah. Huh? Imagine.
Now I have $170.
What are you going to go for?
80. 80 with you, okay?
Fine. Sure.
Spell the word aluminum, meaning a light silver-white metal. Metal.
A-L-U-M-I-N... One moment. Aluminum. L... A-L-U-U-M-I-N-U-N.
That's right.
Right.
You now have $250.
You went to night school, huh?
I did. Yeah. I went to night school.
And day school, I think.
I know how to spell better than to pronounce.
How much?
90.
90.
Well, spell the word fictitious, meaning not real, counterfeit, not genuine.
F-I-C...
T.
P-I...
T-I-O-U-S. F-I-C-T-I-T-I-O-U-S.
F-I-C-T-I-T-I-O-U-S.
All right, now. I-O-U-S. Decide one answer between you now. What are you going to say?
It's I-O-U-S, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. All right, then you spell it.
F-I-C-T-I-T-I-O-U-S. Fictitious.
That's right. That's right.
You now have $320.
Some illiterate in the front row was hollering you were wrong.
I trust.
Now, it's your last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for?
100. 100
okay. Is that all right with you?
That's right.
All right. Spell the word penitentiary, meaning a state or federal prison.
P-E-N-I-T-I-E-N. No. Penitentiary. P-E-N-I...
No, P-E... Yes, that's right. P-E-N-I... T-E-N...
All right, come on now.
P-I-A-R-Y.
That's right.
And now spell it. One of you spell it.
P-E-N-I-T-E-N-T-I-A-R-Y.
That is right.
And you win all the way. You wind up with $440.
Thank you so much.
Groucho, we invited some girls who work for an aircraft plant to our factory tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected June French to be on the show. And her partner is Mr. Albert Hall. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome. To say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Mr. Albert Hall and June French. June, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21,
yes,
huh? What's your hometown?
Mineola, Texas.
Mineola, Texas? Is there a town named Mineola?
Yes, sir.
Where is that near?
Oh, it's about 80 miles east of Dallas.
East of Alice?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Big D.
Well, how far is that from Neiman Marcus?
That is Neiman Marcus.
Oh. Are you married?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Well, you're pretty young to be married, aren't you?
I've been married 6 years.
You were married when you were 15?
Yes.
Boy, they catch them early down there, don't they?
No, I caught him early.
Oh. Well, at least you're honest enough to admit it. Most women are not. Mr. Hall, where are you from?
Originally from Kansas, born in Kansas, on a farm.
Well, you don't have to get angry about it. Did you grow up on a farm back there in Kansas?
No, I left when I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh. Your name is Albert Hall?
Yes.
Well, that's in London, isn't it, where the musicians play in the concerts?
Oh, yes.
Did you know that? Were you named after that place?
Evidently. I didn't select the name.
Oh. Where did you go when you left the farm?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
What were you doing there?
Well, I went to school there. When I quit school, I got a job on the Nebraska State Journal as a printer's devil.
Just shoot it.
What sort of work have you been doing lately?
I came to Seattle and I got a job on the Seattle Times in the composing room.
I see. And how long were you there?
16 years.
Maybe I can out-frighten them. Well, June, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a messenger.
I feel safe in asking you. You're a messenger? Well, what do you do as a messenger? Do you deliver messages?
No, I deliver blueprints and supplies and food or anything else the engineers want.
Oh, wait a minute. You said food, so you and Gargantua each get $50. All right, beat it, Doc. Now, who do you deliver these things to?
To the engineers.
Uh-huh. Well, how are you dressed? Do you wear this kind of an outfit?
Well, yes, skirts, blouses, sweaters.
Uh-huh. You know, better be careful. You know, I know something about engineers. They all have plans of their own, you know. Mr. Hall, I am reluctant to do this, but let's get back to you. Al, are you married?
Oh, yes.
How long have you been married, Al?
42 years.
Is your wife out here with you?
Yes, she's in the audience.
What are you doing here at present, Mr. Hall?
Well, things got tough up in the mountains. No money. I came to Hollywood to find out how they make money.
Well, how do they make money?
I walk up and down Hollywood Boulevard. And I come to the conclusion that 50% of them there are on relief. And then I think the other 40% are going around to these banks and loan companies. There's three or four in every block to pay the other loan company.
I think you've got something there. Now, have you decided on the type of work that you'd like to do in Hollywood? What would you like to do, Al, as long as you're out here now? You're not doing anything.
Well, what you're doing there looks kind of soft.
Well, it is, but I don't want it to get around, that's all. Just... Well, this has been interesting talking to you two, and I'd like to go on, but the time has come to play You Bet Your Life. I assume you both know how to play this game, eh?
Yes,
please.
And remember your partners. I want one answer on everything.
In the race for the $2,000, the first two couples are tied with $440.
Now, you select a geography. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, all the way to 100?
Whatever you say. All right.
How much?
She says 100.
100. Okay. What country is separated by 1,000 miles of the Republic of India?
Pakistan.
Pakistan is right.
Well, you're off to a good start. You now have $200.
Now, just so that we don't have any confusion on the next questions, consult before you answer, because he might have said something else, and you wouldn't have won the money. All right, what are you going to go for now?
$90.
Now, one answer. What great river is sacred to the Hindus? It empties into the Bay of Bengal.
Ganges.
Ganges is right.
charge. You now have $290.
Hey, you're pretty lucky to have a gal like that,
wouldn't
you?
Oh, ain't I always been lucky all my life, Groucho. Well,
I'm glad to hear that, Al. Now, what are you going to go for?
80.
Yeah, that's
80.
The city of Buffalo, New York, is located on which of the Great Lakes?
Erie.
Lake Erie is right. What happened to that talk I gave you?
You now have $370.
Now, what are you going to go for? This is your last chance to beat the other couple.
$70.
$70. What is the largest city in Finland? It is also the capital. Now, one answer. Talk it over first.
Helsinki? I
don't know. Helsinki? That's right. Helsinki. Give a big kiss. Huh?
And you'll wind up with $440. And that means that all three of our couples tonight...
I get everybody married in this show, if they're married or not. It doesn't make a difference.
That means that all three of our couples tonight will get the chance of the $2,000 question. Everybody tie. We've given them little slips of paper. They'll write down one answer between them. And if they all get it right, we'll split the money among all of them. Okay? Should we go?
All right, here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. For $2,000, what was the name of the famous English jurist whose commentaries are fundamental in any study of English law?
English way back.
All right, what are the answers?
Mr. DeRay?
Barbara Schmidt and Mario DeRay's answer is nothing. June French and Al Hall's answer is nothing. Mariana Ehrlich and Vine Cameron's answer is also nothing. This one has got Hoyle, but that's grown. It's Sir William Blackstone, a very famous name in the history of jurisprudence. I'm sorry you all lost. That means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, they lost the big money, but they all did pretty well in the quiz, didn't they, George?
Yes, all the way.
How much did they each win?
Each couple won $440.
Well, congratulations to all of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight and to both of you and to everybody else.
The Groucho Marx Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.